Now that we have all hopefully settled into our fall routines and have the added bonus of still enjoying good weather, we can look ahead to so many wonderful September events. Of course, fall in our area always features lots of fantastic fall fairs. Coming up next is the Oro World's Fair, this Friday and Saturday at the Oro Fairgrounds at the corner of 1516th Side Road and Line 7. Friday's main features is the school fair, where most of the school kids from Oro Medant schools get bussed in to see how they did in all their various categories, as well as to enjoy the inflatables, lots of animals, food, and fun. Saturday, the adults also get in on the action, with horsemanship classes, and classes for all the farm animals you can think of, antique cars, as well as, of course, a tractor pull and the demolition derby to round things off at 3 p.m. It's always a fun time for the whole family at the Oro World's Fair, so do come check it out. For more information and schedule of events, go to the website here. If you are looking for a different kind of entertainment this weekend, check out the Aurelia Silver Band's concert, Rhapsody in Blue, featuring guest, acclaimed Canadian pianist Kyung-A Lee. Lee will present an intimate solo performance of pieces by composers Rachmaninoff, Bach, Busoni, and Chopin. Renowned vocalist Paris Allen will join Lee and members of the band for exciting renditions of Nulli and Bricusse's Feelin' Good, and Procol Harum's A Whiter Shade of Pale. The highlight of the concert will celebrate the 100th anniversary of Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. Lee and the band will transport the audience with their rendition of this beautiful piece. The concert is happening at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. You can get tickets at the door, or buy online through the Aurelia Silver Band website here. If you would rather participate than be a part of the audience, perhaps you would like to join one of the Simcoe County Sing It Choirs. The Aurelia branch is having a Come Try Us Out night next Monday from 6:35 to 8:45 p.m. at Creative Nomad Studios. You don't have to be able to read music or have musical training, just a love of music. So, come try it out. For more information, go here. The Aurelia Youth Center is presenting some lovely concerts the last two weekends in September, with a variety of wonderful artists, including Sammy, Andrew Alley, Josh Small, Bella Francis, Roger Harvey, Machadash Parrish, Sky Wallance, Spencer Burden, and the Ronnie Douglas Band. For all the details and to buy tickets, head here. Arts Aurelia is starting the fall off with a bang with the brand new venture, Future Fest. The kickoff is a talk by Bob McDonald, host of CBC's Quirks and Quarks. In the week following, there will be more talks, a physical theater piece, some augmented reality, an art show and lots more. Check out this piece in Aurelia Matters here for all of the information, including where to buy a Future Fest pass, or individual tickets to each event. Mariposa Arts Theatre's film nights are back, hooray! These film nights feature films from the Toronto International Film Festival shown at the Galaxy Theatre here. You won't be able to see them anywhere else nearby. The first film night is WED, September 18th, and it is the acclaimed Canadian film, The Queen of My Dreams. This looks amazing, and you can watch the trailer here. The next one looks equally fantastic, a Canadian doc called Wilfred Buck. An elderly member of the Indigenous Cree people of Canada is our spiritual guide in a film that, like its charismatic protagonist, moves between past and present, and between Earth and the stars, to overcome the ghosts of colonization. For the full fall lineup, go here. Films are shown at 4 and 7 p.m. and tickets are only $10 cash, credit or debit. It looks like a wonderful fall lineup, so don't miss out. The Aurelia Museum of Art and History's first history speaker of the fall is Dr. Chris Decker speaking on the history of the Aurelia Opera House on September 18th at 7 p.m. on Zoom. To receive the link and attend this free and informative talk, go to www.aureliamuseum.org/7-24. Local author Susan Wads, who wrote What the Living Do, will be in conversation with Danielle Big Canoe at Rama Mascarena Library Thursday, Sept. 12 at 5 p.m. This is a chance to hear a reading from the book, as well as background information on Wads and the writing of the story. Should be an enjoyable evening. Speaking of authors, the Book Review continues its authors series with a Michael McMullen book signing, Thursday, September 12th from 1 to 3 p.m., with excerpt readings at 2 p.m. More information? Michael McMullen has always had a passion for storytelling, from telling humorous tales to his children when they were young to creating the customer experience story as they walk through a retail space. Now, in his two books, the recently published Garbage Boy, The High Bar of Low Expectations, and his first book Scarred, Michael's storytelling journey continues. Live music this week includes Andrew Walker on Friday and the Station Duo on Saturday at Couchiching Craft Brewery. Also, don't miss RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Saturday at Casino Rama. And Thursday, September 18th, enjoy Beatlemania at the Aurelia Opera House. Enjoy your week, and if you have arts news, send it to annaproctor111@gmail.com by Tuesday at noon to be included.